ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Amen. My dear Prahlad, may you live a long time. One cannot appreciate or understand me without pleasing me. But one who has seen me or pleased me has nothing for which to lament for his own personal self.
Your own personal satisfaction. Mama Prinata Ayushman Darsanam Dullabam he may. Drishtyamang na punat jantu. Ratmanam taptumarhati. There are two common questions. Everyone, so many people come to us. That first question is that I am not getting peace in my mind. How can I get peace? Yes, how can you get peace? You have no connection with the Supreme Person. Kuto shanti aduktasya in the Bhagavad Gita. How you can get peace? It is impossible. Many examples we have given many times. A child is crying. Everyone is trying to pacify the child, is still crying. But as soon as the mother takes the child on the breast, immediately pacify. This is you are searching after peace. Life after life, moment after hours, you cannot have peace unless you come to the Supreme Personality of God. It is not possible. Therefore, it is advised, the saiva heta prajati to kovita. For that purpose, how you can see God or you can please God, the same way, for that purpose only, prajatita, one should endeavor. No other endeavor. Human life is meant for, that is Vedanta Sutra, athāta brahma jñāna. Where is Brahma? Where is the Absolute Truth? Where is God? Govinda virahena me. Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, practical example, he is showing how to become anxious, mad. Where is God? Where is Krishna? Yuga itang nimishena chakshusha pravi. This is the ultimate hankering. How to? Yuga itang nimishena. One should be mad after Krishna. Then he'll see Krishna. Sometimes they say, can you show me God? Have you become mad after God? Then you can see. Otherwise, God is not so cheap thing. You become mad after God and you see me. Preman, who can become mad after somebody unless there is love? If you love somebody, if you cannot see, you become mad. How can I see? How can I see? This madness is sometimes, we can see example. Suppose a man's son has died, he became mad. So that anxiety is required. And we are now at the present moment, we are hankering after material sense enjoyment. Where is sense enjoyment? Where is sense enjoyment? Similarly, the example is given by Rupa Goswami, the hankering. He has given very nice example. Thus a young man is hankering after young old man. Natural, that is not artificial. Or a young old man is hankering after a young man. This hankering, therefore, according to Vedic system, before the hankering becomes madly, and he one becomes spoiled by his sex indulgence, he should be married. This is the psychology. At a certain age, 12, 13 years, woman, and 15, 16 years, man, they become very, very much sexually hankering. Therefore, the system is that at that time, psychological moment, the young girl and young boy should be married so that unity will endure. It will never break. There will be no more divorce. But when the hankering is exploited, then the whole life is spoiled. That Rupa Goswami is giving this example. That when my hankering will be like the young woman hankering after one another. It is very practical. Yuga itam nimishena, chakshusha pravisha itam, sunna itam jagat sarvam. When that hankering is there, he sees everything vacant. This is psychological. So, Krishna can be seen. It is not that Krishna cannot be seen. He is present everywhere. Annantarastham paramanuchayantarastham. He is not only within this universe, but he is within your heart. He is within the atom. Why cannot see Krishna? Because you have no eyes to see. That is difficult. Premanjana charita, that eyes can be prepared by the smearing the ointment of love. So, Prahlad Maharaj was chastised by his father so many ways, but he could not forget Krishna. The love was fixed up. Therefore, Krishna became very much pleased, prito, Prahlada Madhyam. So, Mam Aprinata Ayushmat. Ayushman, blessing, now you can live long. Or eternally live, Ayushman. Ayush means duration of life. When one approaches Krishna, Mama Peta Kuntiya Dukkharam Sasadam Nabhuvanti. Dukkharam. So long you have got this material body, material world, it is dukkharam, asasatam. It is full of miserable condition. And at the same time, not permanent. Even if you accept miserable condition, everyone is trying to leave. An old man does not like to die. He goes to the doctor, takes some medicine, so that he can continue his life, but he will not be allowed to be asasa. He may be a very rich man, he may take many pills, many injections to prolong your life, but that is not possible. That is not possible. But as soon as you see Krishna, then you get your eternal life. Eternal life we have got, we are eternal. Nahannati hannamani sarire. We do not die after the destruction of the body, we get another body. This is the disease. And when you see Krishna, when you understand Krishna, even without saying, if you simply understand Krishna, then you learn it all. Janma karma chasne dibbam jo janati tattaka tatta deham punarjanma naiti. Krishna said, simply try to understand Krishna. To understand Krishna is also seeing Krishna. Because he is absolute. There is no difference. As in the material world, you understand something, but you cannot see it. This is duality. But in the absolute, if you understand Krishna, if you hear Krishna, if you see Krishna, if you play with Krishna, they are all one. This is called absolute. There is no duality. So if you simply understand Krishna, Dibbam, divine nature, simply you understand that Krishna is not like us. Krishna has no material body. Krishna is not unhappy. Krishna is always happy. Simply few things, if you become convinced that Krishna's nature, immediately you become eligible to be transferred back to home, back to God. This is Krishna consciousness. It's so nice. Krishna is explaining himself. And if you become convinced, yes, what Krishna said, it is all right. Just like Arjuna said, sarvamedamritam manne tadvadasi keshava. Whatever you have said, I accept in total. No nirakta, no indifference. Sarvamedamritam manne. Whatever you have said, I believe, I take, I understand. That is Krishna. Krishna says something and I understand something. That will go on with your millions of years. It is never possible. You have to understand Krishna as he says. That we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as. That is real understanding. Arjuna says, sarvamitam ritam manne. Ritam means fact. Everything what you have said. Not that I cut this side. There is a nonsense Swamiji in India. He said, we can take up what is beneficial, what is. Otherwise I reject. This is called ardhakukutinyaya. Ardhakukutinyaya means, I have simultaneously explained, one man had one chicken, so and he was getting one egg daily. So he thought that the rear side of this chicken is very nice, it is giving one egg daily, and the front side it is eating expensive, so cut it. Cut the mouth and simply take the egg. The rascal does not know that he cuts the mouth, there were no way. Similarly, if you make cut chant of Bhagavad Gita according to his name, he'll never understand very well. We have to follow Mahajana Jayadavada Sapanta. Arjuna understood sarvamitam ritangamanne. Whatever you have said, I understand. I have accepted. So you accept it blindly, then you are very good. We may not understand. Yeah, just like Krishna said, Aham Adiji Devanam. Aham Adiji Devanam. Devanam means all the demigods, beginning with Brahma. So Krishna says, I am prior to Brahma, Adi. Adi means at the beginning. So who will understand? Even one who believes in the Shastra, believes in the Brahma's Ayu, Sahasra Yuga Varjantam Arhajyat Brahmano Vidhu. He is one day, 12 hours, he is 43 lakhs of years, multiplied by 1,000. means 43 crores of years, our calculation. So, Krishna says, Aham Mahadevi Devana. We cannot calculate the duration of life of Brahma. And when Krishna says, Aham Adi, I am the father of Brahma. So ordinary man, how he'll understand? He'll not understand. He cannot understand. Krishna says, Imam Vivasati Yuvam Pratyamanaham Abhyam. Now 40 millions of years ago, I spoke this philosophy to the sun god. So, ordinary man, how will understand? They will say, mythology. Well, not, it is not mythology. It is fact. This was cleared by Krishna, I assume. My dear Krishna, you said that you had spoken so many years ago to the sun god. How can I believe it? You are my contemporary of my age. How can I believe it? And Krishna said that, yes, you cannot believe it, but you and me, because you are my eternal friend, so you are also present that time when I spoke to sun god, but you have forgotten, I have not forgotten. That is the difference. The difference is man and God. God knows everything eternally, and we forget. This is our nature. Therefore, sometimes we forget Krishna. And therefore, Krishna comes to remind that why you are forgetting me? We are eternally related. So, forgetting me, you are suffering here. Give up all these nonsense. Sarvadharma, paritya, maam. Very well. This is Krishna consciousness. So our Krishna consciousness movement is trying to educate people to cure his disease of forgetfulness. He has forgotten, simply. Just like a madman forgets who is his father, who is his mother. He talks nonsense. Sometimes he calls ill names. Man, similarly, we in this material world, without any Krishna consciousness, we are all mad, forgetful. This disease has to be cured. The best medicine is this Krishna consciousness. Nature's way, we have got this human form of life. But because, on account of lack of proper education, we remain in forgetful condition from the animal life. But there is chance, that is said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anadi Bahirmukh Jeev Krishna Bhuli Gela. Ataya Krishna Veda Purana Kalila. These rascals, from time immemorial, they have forgotten Krishna. And just to remind him, these Vedas, the Puranas, they are. But there is no education of these Vedas and Puranas. They are interested in pride philosophy, Darwin's theory, all this nonsense. The Vedas, Puranas are there, they are neglected. But the rascal philosophy, they are interested. The life is spoiled, which is spoiling civilization. One has got the opportunity of understanding himself. He has forgotten himself. And there is bona fide literature how to understand himself. Athāda brahma jignāsa. The Vedanta is there. Now inquire what you are. The inquiry must be there. Unless you inquire, automatically it will not be. Because God has given you independence. Very little independence. But we are misusing, Therefore, unless by using properly our little independence we accept Krishna, the Supreme Lord, and surrender, there is no liberation. Krishna can force you, but he does not do that. Because you have misused your independence, you have forgotten Krishna. Again, you have used properly your independence and accept Krishna. That is what. This is the process. Otherwise, why Krishna is coming, reminding? He does not touch on your little independence. He says, Mamikam Saranam Braja. He can capture you immediately. Just like a naughty boy is doing something, mother immediately captures and takes away. But Krishna does not want to do that. Force, no. Do it voluntarily. That is what. So we must voluntarily submit to Krishna. Then you will see. So how you can satisfy him? He says that you satisfy me, you surrender to me. I will say, Amta Sarvapapa Bhama. Immediately I rescue you from all reaction of sinful activities. Because he becomes pleased. He wants your surrender. If you surrender, immediately he becomes pleased. Just like a son might have committed so many offenses to the father, and immediately becomes father, I've done wrong. Please excuse me. Immediately. That is the relationship of father and son. Father wants some or other. If this rusted surrenders to me, I excuse him and immediately give my property. This is natural. So we have to surrender. That will please Krishna. And without pleasing him, darsanam duryabham he may. You cannot see Krishna. You may have your eyes, big, big eyes, but you cannot see Krishna. You have to please. That pleasing activity is bhakti. Bhakti means the activities which will please Krishna. And not that bhakti means sitting down silently. No, I am chanting. I do not want to go out. I am busy. When he excuse. What do you chant? You think of many an omen, that's all. Just work, go to sell books and work hard. That is what. Therefore, we do not give that opportunity. My Guru Maharaj did not give this opportunity, and we are following the same principle. No opportunity of sitting idle. No, he must work. That is rectified. Manmana bhavabandhu. So, madhyaji mānamaskuru. So in this way, if we if we accept, this is the, we change the name. Why? We change the name, and now from this point of initiation, you accept that you are Krishna Das. You are trying to become master of the world, that is nonsense. You try to become Krishna Das. Therefore we add this word Das. This Das, that Das, is everything Krishna's name. So we have to accept Krishna Das. Dive Sarupai Nitya Krishna Das. So if we accept this principle, this is my nonsense activity that I am trying to become very big in this material world, that will not satisfy. Even Brahma has no satisfaction. He is also full of anxiety. This material world is like that. You may be very, 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 very big man, but the anxiety you cannot escape. That is not possible. That is material world. Tada samadvigna dhiyam asat graha. Samadvigna dhiyam. Everyone in this material world, even this bird, a small bird, he is also always anxious. So many people are here, and there is so many dandas. They may not kill me. That was very cautious. That's why he raised the danda immediately. Because anxiety is there. Are either in Brahma's life or ant's life. This is the material nature. Sada samadvigna dhiyam. Asat, why? Asat graha. Because you have accepted this material body, this means you have accepted anxiety. So you have to do in such a way, no more material body. And that is Krishna's advice. Takta deham punarjanmanam. And if you have got a pinch of material desire, Krishna is ready to give you a type of body, so you can satisfy your desire. But in the material desire is never satisfied, one after another. In this way, at the time of the death, we are not having consciousness, and then it is very easy. Mama pranita ayushman darshanam durlabhame. Somehow or other, if you can see Krishna, dishtyamagna punarjanma, punarjantu atmanam taptumarti. There is no more necessity of undergoing austerities, and everything is free. Aradhita jadi haris tavasatata kim. If you have got Krishna, there is no need of tapasya. You are free. And if you cannot understand Krishna, then what is the use of your becoming so much religious, austere, sannyasi and yogi? All nonsense. All nonsense. Jadi aradita jadi hari tapasata takim, naradita jadi hari tapasata. There is no meaning of tapasya if you cannot see Krishna. And if you can see Krishna, there is no meaning of tapasya. That is, aradhita jadi haris tapasata takim, antad bahi jadi haris tapasata takim, nantad bahi jadi haris tapasata. If you can see Krishna always outside and inside, then you have nothing to do with tapasya. Enjoy life by seeing Krishna. Always. Samin kita chosni marang na jata. I don't want anything. Please allow me to see you continually. Thank you very much.